I mentioned a moment ago the race for mayor in London. Tomorrow is the election, and the focus is on the two main candidates. Their politics may not be that far apart, but their backgrounds are. Our own Shirin Jafari is in London. Tell us first, Shirin, about these two main candidates for mayor of London. Who are they?
One of them is called Sadiq Khan from the Labour Party. He was born in the UK, but his family immigrated from Pakistan. His father was a bus driver. His mother was a seamstress. And he grew up in a government-supported community. And then he went on to become a human rights lawyer, then went on to become transport minister. So he has done pretty well. The second candidate I wanted to talk about, Marco, is Zach Goldsmith. Goldsmith comes from a very different background compared to Sadiq Khan. He is a son of a millionaire. He went to an elite school. So you could say that he had a pretty privileged background. So that's what makes this race really interesting for somebody like me who's watching from kind of from outside and coming into the story as somebody who hasn't been following British politics.
Give us a taste of what the campaign's been like. What struck you?
What struck me was the tone. You know, we think sometimes in the US that our election campaigns are sometimes wacky and harsh and different. But when you look at the campaign here, it's not, I mean, it's not Trump, but sometimes you feel that some of the tone has been very ugly.
I mean, the Goldsmith campaign, I know, has been accused of trying to stoke up ethnic tensions among voters. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was reading the paper here in London, which is called The Evening Standard. It's the paper that they hand out on the tube or the metro. And this is a really interesting headline I found there. This is a dog-eat-dog mayor election. I found that interesting. I think this sums up the race really nicely. The conservative camp, meaning David Cameron and Zach Goldsmith, they have been trying to use this background of Sadiq Khan and sort of go out and tell voters that, listen, you don't want to vote for somebody who's not quote-unquote us. I spoke with a woman, her name is Anita Vasisht. She's an immigration lawyer here, and she told me that one Saturday back in April, she got a letter, and it was from Prime Minister David Cameron himself.
Before reading it, I went into the living room where my girls were lounging around on a Saturday morning looking at their screens or whatever they do as teenagers. And I said to them, oh, look, look, the Prime Minister's written to me. I've got a letter from him. And it begins, Dear Anita, so it just feels really personal.
And here's what the letter said.
The British Indian community makes an extraordinary contribution to London and to Britain. And then it goes on. Closer ties between the UK and India have been a priority for me as Prime Minister. I was pleased to join Zach Goldsmith and thousands of British Indians in welcoming Prime Minister Modi to the UK last year.
Right, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Yeah, and Anita was actually pretty upset about this.
So as I was reading it, and I was just, what? What? The message to me doesn't in any way relate to our reality. We live in Hackney, we live in North London, you know, Northeast London, and our lives are firmly embedded there. So for my daughters especially, their whole identity is British. It's London, you know.
Wow. So a campaign strategy that kind of backfires because it seems kind of tone deaf. Shirin, what other issues have Sadiq Khan and Zach Goldsmith have been talking about on the campaign trail?
Some of the main points that they've been talking about is rent, for example, housing in London. Housing prices are just off the roof here. The other issue, Marco, was transport. I've been here for a week and I've been filling up my metro card over and over again. It's just so expensive to move around the city.
So Sadiq Khan is leading in the polls, I gather. How big a deal would it be if he gets elected mayor of London?
If you think about it, London is one of the most important cities in the world. And if Sadiq Khan wins, he's going to be the first Muslim mayor of any city in UK in the history.
Yeah, that would be historic. The world's Shirin Jafari in London. Thanks for telling us about this.
Thanks, Marco.